Hi, this is Walt Gasson. I live in Laramie. I'm a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a 42-year veteran of wildlife conservation here in Wyoming. I'm a fourth-generation Wyomingite, and I love Wyoming Public Radio. Here's why. I think truth is hard to come by in commercial radio and other media. I think truth often takes a backseat to profit and to political messaging. But I trust Wyoming Public Radio to be fair, balanced, and to be focused on issues that are important to us here in Wyoming. My old friend Mike Sullivan is famous for saying that Wyoming's a small town with really long streets. I guess that means that the communities we live in make up the neighborhoods of that small town. Wyoming Public Radio is connected to those communities, to those neighborhoods. My own family has deep roots in Wyoming. We go back to the 1860s here. Our kids made conscious decisions to stay in Wyoming and raise their families here because they know that what we have is special. I think Wyoming Public Radio gets that. They understand that Wyoming is special, and they cover the people and the places of Wyoming with fact-based reporting and unbiased accuracy. Perhaps even more important, they cover national and international stories that affect all of us with the same professionalism and dedication. That's why when we go fishing on Saturday, we always listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's why when we get up at O'Dark 30 to go elk hunting, we listen to the BBC. I don't have time in my life for a lot of driveway moments, but I'll always be grateful for those moments that we've shared together as a family with Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks, Wyoming Public Radio, for being a part of our family, our community, and our state. I think Wyoming Public Radio reflects Wyoming. And if that's true, and I believe it is true, then we have a responsibility to support it and to donate to Wyoming Public Radio to keep this special brand of journalism alive and free.